Discover clip by pickle clip, discover you saved it. Forgot it. Not anymore. Discover looks across everything you've saved and shows you what's actually there, grouped by what it's about, not when you saved it. The article from 8 months ago that belongs with what you bookmarked yesterday, Discover finds that. Add to Chrome, free forever. No credit card. Your forgotten saves, organized by what they're about, Discover reads your entire library and surfaces what's in it. Instead of a reverse chronological scroll, you see your saves arranged by subject, so older articles appear alongside recent ones when they're about the same thing. You didn't lose those saves. They were just buried under everything else. Researching a job change, you saved a dozen articles on salary negotiation over the past year. Discover groups them together so you can read them as a set before your next conversation. Starting a home renovation, 8 months of sporadically bookmarked renovation ideas appear together, so you're not starting from scratch when the project actually begins. Following a topic you care about, 3 months of climate articles, saved at random intervals, resurface as a coherent body of reading rather than a scroll of unrelated links. Folders require a plan. Most people don't have one when they're saving. Manual organization asks you to categorize things at the moment you save them, when you're usually in a hurry and don't yet know why something matters. Recently saved lists show you the last 10 things and nothing more. Discover works backward through your whole library and organizes it after the fact, without asking anything of you up front. How it plays out: looking for something you saved a few months ago, you scroll a reverse chronological list, trying to remember the title or roughly when you saved it. Most people give up and search the web again. Discover shows your saves grouped by subject. You find it in the group about the topic you were researching, without needing to remember the date or exact title. You've saved hundreds of articles over 2 years. The list is long enough that most of what you've saved is effectively invisible. You interact with the 10 most recent things and nothing else. Discover resurfaces older saves alongside recent ones, organized by what they're about. Something saved a year ago appears when it's relevant to what you added this week. Also in Clip, save search chat questions: how does Discover know what my saves are about? Clip reads the content of each page you save, not just the title or URL. Discover uses that understanding to group saves by subject, without requiring you to tag or categorize anything. Does Discover only become useful once I've saved a lot? It works at any library size, but it earns its keep once you've saved enough to start losing track. If you have 20 saves, you probably remember them. At 200, Discover starts doing real work. Is Discover available on the free tier? Yes. Discover is available to all users. The free tier lets you save up to 50 pages and includes offline reading and the Chrome extension. Pro, $8 per month or $72 per year, adds unlimited saves and smart search, which pairs well with Discover once you've spotted something you want to find again. How is this different from browser bookmarks? Browser bookmarks are a list of titles and URLs in the order you save them, with no understanding of what the pages actually contain. Discover reads the content of your saves and organizes them by subject. It knows that two articles saved 6 months apart are about the same thing, even if you didn't. Most people have no idea what's in their saved library. Start saving with Clip and let Discover show you what you've been building. Add to Chrome, it's free. Back to Clip.